Ruth chapter 3, part 3, plan of action. Ruth chapter 3 and verse 4 tells us, "And it shall be, when he lieth down, that thou shalt mark the place where he shall lie, and thou shalt go in and uncover his feet, and lay thee down, and he will tell thee what thou shalt do." We can only imagine what must have been going through Ruth's mind right about then. She had no idea of the outcome of following these instructions. She must have already been the center of attention for ridicule and persecution. She was a foreigner who was allowed by Boaz's grace to keep all she gleaned for free, while the other handmaids and servants worked hard for their wages. On top of that, his servants were ordered to drop handfuls of purpose for her to just pick up at will. God still gives out handfuls of purpose to us from time to time to inspire and encourage us along the way. He allows us great supernatural spiritual breakthroughs in his word from time to time. Many times he uses us in certain circumstances to accomplish his purpose in a supernatural way. In this way, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt he is still working in and through us and will be with us every step of the way. It was time for the final showdown, which would require Ruth going all the way as she was asked to do something that seemed questionable in the natural eyes of the world. Most would not understand and may even call her names and speak evil about her. Just as God's believers had to cross the River Jordan to get to their promised land under the leadership of Joshua, it was time for Ruth to go all the way. The name Jordan meant death. The believers had to die to their natural worldly desires and fully trust and obey God for everything spiritually. Ruth was now at her River Jordan, her showdown at the threshing floor, where the grain and chaff were separated. Romans 8, 5 through 8 tells us that, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God." Many times, God calls believers from their natural traditional beliefs into more spiritually elevated experiences. The believer often gets laughed at and called names by their friends and families, but the true believer dies out to their old self and continues on with the living God, no matter what the cost. The book of Esther contains a similar experience when, after seeking God, Esther stepped out in faith and went unlawfully into the king, which could have cost her life. Esther 4:16. "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." The true showdown always comes in a time of testing, when after following Christ, the only option is to place yourself at his feet. We cannot always know the outcome, but we trust in his grace. To the natural man, this has no reasoning. You would be ridiculed and probably called a fanatic. To the spiritual man, it is most normal to act on faith, moving forward no matter what others think or say. This is exactly where the Lord of the harvest, Jesus Christ, wants us to be. Ruth is at her showdown, something we all must experience at some time or another. She makes her commitment, backing it with action. Our actions prove what we really believe. James 2:26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." And also in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him."